This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. New Zealand reported its first death from the coronavirus in more than 3 months on Friday. Health authorities said a man in his 50s died at an Auckland hospital where he was being treated for the virus following a small outbreak in the city that began last month. New Zealand has reported more than 1,700 cases and 23 deaths. The Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, said that New Zealand would keep its current coronavirus restrictions until at least mid-September. A lockdown in Auckland has been eased, but crowd sizes are limited across the country and mask mandated on public transport. More than 868,000 people have died from COVID-19 globally, and there are more than 26.3 million confirmed infections. The U.S. continues to lead in both deaths and infections, followed by Brazil, then India. Mexican officials are downplaying the country's rate of coronavirus infections and deaths among medical personnel, considered by some to be the highest in the world. The health department said Thursday that 1,410 doctors, nurses, and other hospital employees have died from COVID-19, while more than 104,000 medical workers tested positive for the virus. Infections among healthcare personnel represent 17% of Mexico's total cases, while deaths in their sector amount to only about 2% of the country's overall toll. Mexico ranks fourth in the world in the number of deaths related to COVID-19. A man suspected of fatally shooting a supporter of a right-wing group in Portland, Oregon last week was killed Thursday as investigators moved in to arrest him. The U.S. Marshals Service said Friday that the man, identified as 48-year-old Michael Forrest Reinel, was killed as a federal task force attempted to apprehend him in Lacey, Washington. That's about 120 miles north of Portland, Oregon. He was a prime suspect in the killing of 39-year-old Aaron J. Danielson, who was shot in the chest Saturday night. This is